UNCTAD finds the financial crisis has turned into a full-fledged recession, affecting practically all markets and countries. It says the crisis is having a particularly dramatic impact on developing countries. It says it will be virtually impossible for poor countries to meet the UN's Millennium Development Goals of cutting poverty in half by 2015. UNCTAD economists largely blame deregulation of financial markets for the global financial and economic crisis. They say speculation fever has strongly influenced this process. Governments around the world now are reporting their economies are improving and say the recession may be over. But UNCTAD Secretary General Supachai Panichpakti says news of these so-called green shoots should be viewed with caution. He says it is too soon to celebrate.
UNCTAD does feel that this rebound could be a temporary rebound. The depth of the recessions and the slowdown has been so great that, of course, there must be some rebounds to come soon. But this is a rebound from very, very deep drop in the levels of prices, asset prices, commodity prices, and also level production. Without the real strengthening of macroeconomic fundamental factors, we still do not see that this will be a real recovery.
The crisis that initially began in the financial sector, the report says, now has turned into a dramatic downturn in the real economy. It says global GDP is expected to fall by more than 2.5% this year, and virtually no country has been left unscathed by the crisis. The report says GDP in the developed nations will contract by some 4%. Output in transition economies is expected to fall by more than 6%. And growth in developing countries will decline from a high of nearly 5.5% in 2008 to more than 1% in 2009. It says even countries that have growing economies, such as China and India, are slowing significantly compared to previous years. Despite the pain inflicted by the financial crisis, UNCTAD senior economist Heiner Flassbeck says few lessons appear to have been learned. He says speculation is making a comeback and is driving commodity prices up again. He says the speculation is being driven by anticipation of the recovery of the market.
But the anticipation of the recovery is just a fiction. It is not definitely there already. And you cannot see that there is at least a self-sustained or a strong, sustainable recovery of investment yet. Clearly, what we see, and we have advocated that all the time, the government intervention has helped, has very much helped. The big developed countries and the bigger developing countries were able to reduce their interest rates. They were able to use their policy space for fiscal stimulus.
Flassbeck says stimulus plans have clearly helped to stabilize the world economy. Nevertheless, he says UNCTAD believes it is premature to talk about self-sustained recovery right now. He adds it is dangerous for governments to talk about exit strategies for the huge public debts or monetary policies. He says the world economy is still in a very fragile state, so governments should proceed with extreme caution regarding their economic policies. UNCTAD predicts that global GDP growth may turn positive again in 2010, but growth, it says, is unlikely to exceed 1.6%. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.